It's not a mutual friendship. I deserve to be in a friendship with women who are willing to give to me, too. This was one of the rare cases where, as it happened, I got to hear both sides of the story. The taker friend, in the above scenario, noted how the giver always called and then just droned on and on about her life, nonstop for an hour. "I didn't used to mind it so much," she said. "But lately, it's just been exhausting." She calls and just complains, repeating herself in her stories over and over. "Just because I'm a good listener doesn't mean I don't have thoughts of my own I'd like to share." And about the wedding. And all the time she helped with wedding stuff, forcing her way into every decision like it was her own wedding. She never once asked me how I felt about my son's upcoming marriage, about my new daughter-in-law, or anything. Never a single question. There's more. "I'm always listening, spending time with her, even though she always picks the restaurants, the movies, and never asks me what I want to do. I can't even remember a time she's ever affirmed me. I'm the one who does that. I think I've put up with her narcissism as long as I can. Is that bad?" In short, each giver felt like she was being taken. I've surveyed more than 1,000 women on this subject, and a whopping 60% of us believe we do most of the giving in our relationships.